Hello and welcome to the European Hoops Podcast. We are a Sports Ethos presentation. We bring you all the coverage you need of the EuroLeague. We recap and preview all the action and cover all the news surrounding the competition. Join us on this ride and learn more about some of the best basketball played in the world. Make sure you don't miss any episodes by subscribing to the podcast and follow us on Twitter at Ethos EuroLeague. This is it, Yoke. The last chance for the teams that are still in the playoff hunt. Ready to preview it?
Yes, sir. I'm ready. Let's get to it.
Let's break it all down for our listeners. A quick scheduling note. We will release Monday after the end of round 34, the recap of this round. On the Friday of that week, we will bring you a full playoff preview that starts on the following week. Let's update everyone on what matchups have impact on the final seeding of this edition of the EuroLeague. Olympiacos needs to win to be first, or a loss from Real Madrid, and they will be in first place of the standings. Worst case, they will be ending in the second place if they lose and Real Madrid wins. Real needs to win and a loss from Olympiacos to be in first place. If they win and Olympiacos also wins, Real is second. If they lose, they need a loss from Barcelona to be second. Otherwise, they will be ending in third place. Barcelona needs to win and a loss from Real to be in second place. Otherwise, Barcelona will be third. Monaco is the only team heading into this round with their position in the standings already decided. They are locked into the fourth place. Now, let's get to where the math gets interesting. Partizan and Maccabi are the locks for the playoff, but they can end the regular season in 5th to 8th places. Fenerbahce, Baskonia, and Žalgiris are the three teams in the fight for the final two playoff spots. So let's break down what can happen. Fenerbahce has the tiebreaker advantage against Partizan and Maccabi. Partizan has the tiebreaker advantage over Baskonia and Žalgiris. Maccabi has the tiebreaker advantage over Partizan and Žalgiris. Baskonia has the tiebreaker advantage over Žalgiris, Fenerbahce and Maccabi, while Žalgiris has the tiebreaker advantage only over Fenerbahce. While we can have up to five teams tied to win this regular season, to qualify for the playoffs, the math is quite simple. Žalgiris will always need to win, and they qualify if Baskonia loses on a tiebreak situation that involves Fenerbahce. So this means that Žalgiris needs to win. If they lose, they are out. And if they win, they need a loss from Baskonia, or any situation that there is a tie between multiple teams, including Fenerbahce. Baskonia will always qualify if they win, while Fenerbahce will qualify if they win, but will be out in any scenario where they are part of a tiebreak with both Baskonia and Žalgiris. If there is a tiebreak with Baskonia, Žalgiris, Fenerbahce, Partizan, Maccabi, or removing any of the two teams of Partizan and Maccabi, Fenerbahce is ending out of the playoffs in the ninth place. For them, the easier way is to win, but they won't have an easy game to play, as we are about to preview. In terms of seeding, if all of Fenerbahce, Partizan, and Maccabi win, they will end 5th, 6th, and 7th, respectively, and the 8th place will be decided between Baskonia and Žalgiris. If one of those teams lose and both Žalgiris and Baskonia win, Baskonia would be 7th in a tie with Maccabi or Fenerbahce, and 8th on a tie with Partizan. If two of Fenerbahce, Partizan, and Maccabi lose, Baskonia will be 7th in a tie with Partizan and Maccabi. In a tie with Partizan and Fenerbahce, Partizan will be 6th in both cases, and Baskonia will be 6th on a tie with Maccabi and Fenerbahce. In all of these cases, Žalgiris could be 8th in any situation where they will be in a tiebreak with Fenerbahce. Again, if all of Fenerbahce, Partizan and Maccabi lose and both Baskonia and Žalgiris wins, the final standings will have Partizan in 5th place, Baskonia in 6th, Maccabi in 7th, Žalgiris in 8th, and Fenerbahce would be missing the playoffs. But if Baskonia loses, Žalgiris could be 7th on a tiebreak with Fenerbahce, that will be 8th in that case, or 6th in a tiebreak with Maccabi and Fenerbahce. We will need to wait and see what the result will be. So we will try to break down each of these games and try to figure out what are the most likely scenarios from all of these possibilities. Let's start looking into all of the 9 games that will happen in this last round of the EuroLeague, the round 34. The round starts with a game without playoff implications between Alba and Asvel. Alba has been playing at a higher level than Asvel has. They come into this game with 3 wins out of their last 5 games, while Asvel lost their previous 12 games. This game is a clash of styles, with Alba liking to play in transition and at a higher pace, while Asvel tries to be more physical and slow down the game. Both teams came into this game with the same motivation, that is to end this season of the EuroLeague on a high note. And I will say that Alba playing at home and playing at a higher level right now are favorites to replicate their win from the last time these two teams met back in December. Diok, what do you expect to see in this matchup, and what are the matchup keys on this game without playoff implications?
I expect to see Alba getting a win here, even though Asvel comes from a game where they scored 100 points. I doubt that something similar like that will happen again. I think Alba is just much better offensively, and I think the key is between those guards. I mean, shocker, right, for me. I think Mo Dolo, Jalen Smith, and Nando De Colo on the other side, I think that's going to be pretty interesting. But with Luke Sigma complementing those guys, I just see Alba having a better team. And I think they're going to win the game.
It felt somewhat funny that after breaking down all the possible scenarios for the playoffs, we went into a game without playoff implications. But it is how it is. And we want to reach out to all the fan bases and always try to provide good information to our listeners about what to expect from all the games. But let's hit a game that does have big implications and will be a very interesting game to follow. After we seeing Red Star beating Olympiacos on the last round, they can give trouble to another team with high expectations and high aspirations for this edition of the EuroLeague. Red Star comes into this game in 10th place, and I believe they will like to end the season with a win at home. Fenerbahce risks being out of the playoffs if they lose this game, and I think Red Star has what it takes to give them a run for their money. But I do expect that once the game is over, Fenerbahce was able to secure this win. Fenerbahce forwards will once again be crucial for them to be able to overcome this challenge, and I expect them to once again step up to the occasion. For me, Fenerbahce being able to show some defensive improvements will be extremely important on this game, not only for them to have a shot at dominating this game and avoiding making it into a fight until the end, but also for them to be able to start building some momentum after their win on the last round. A win will mean that Fenerbahce will end the season in fifth place. Will they be able to do it, Diogo?
I think they will. Honestly, I think they will, because Red Star doesn't have really big wings, and I think Fenerbahce can use Nigel Ace Davis and Pierre, especially on this game, in the post, and to try to slow the game down and not allow Red Star to get stops and push the pace, which I think is always the key for Red Star. So I think Fenerbahce is going to be able to counter that. And I think they have a good shot at winning this game here. It's not going to be easy, though, because it's on the road and Red Star has been playing pretty well. But I think Fenerbahce ultimately is the best team, and I think they're going to be able to get this win.
We have seen Red Star thriving when they pressure the ball and they cause a lot of mistakes from the opposite team. Do you think that Fenerbahce guard depth, even without Wilbekin being available, will be enough for them to keep their turnovers in check and keep them afloat against a feisty Red Star on this game, Diogo?
I do. First of all, because Itudis is a great coach, and I think you will have them prepared for that. And second of all, they have Nick Kalaris, who is a true point guard, and I don't think he's going to be bothered by that. About the other guards, maybe Carson Edwards is not as experienced. Maybe he can have some trouble. But I think in the end, Fenerbahce will be just fine. And I think they're going to get the win.
Yeah, I also think that Fenerbahce will end up getting this win. But it can be a highly competitive game. And for Fenerbahce, a win means moving forward to the postseason in fifth place. But a loss might mean that they are out of the playoffs if they end up tied with Baskonia and Zalgiris. Let's move on to the next game. And this is a game with implications for the winner of the regular season of the EuroLeague and also for the playoffs. In Greece, Olympiacos will want to lock the first seed in the regular season, but their opponent, Baskonia, that is fighting to get themselves a playoff spot. And they will achieve that if they win or if Zalgiris loses. And they certainly won't want to wait for the result of Zalgiris' game. And they will try to put up a fight against Olympiacos and get this win. Baskonia is on a 3-game winning streak at the moment. They are averaging impressive 101.6 points per game in those 3 games. Olympiacos, on the other hand, lost 2 out of their last 4 games, where they have been showing some offensive struggles. They have been slowing down offensively. They are averaging only 78 points per game on their previous 5 contests, 6 points below their season average of 84 points per game. I think this is a good spot for Olympiacos to make a statement win heading into the postseason. For Baskonia, they will need to be able to compete defensively to make this a competitive game. And I think that Olympiacos has the tools to take advantage of Baskonia defensive issues. Can they do it? Can Baskonia surprise Olympiacos on the road and get this win that will secure a playoff spot for them?
I think they can, but I don't think they will. I always give Baskonia a chance because they have enough firepower to be able to beat anybody. And in the first game these two teams met, it was a pretty close one. And Olympiacos needed a huge fourth quarter to turn the game around and to win it. So I'm giving Baskonia a chance. But I just think Olympiacos is the better team. And I don't see Baskonia having an answer for Sasha. So I think that's going to be the biggest difference here. While Olympiacos does have answers for Darius Thompson, and they're just a pretty good defensive team overall, so they can offset a bit of Baskonia's firepower. The flip side to it is that Baskonia doesn't really have those defenders to throw at Olympiacos, so I expect Olympiacos to win the game and to steal the number one seed. And for Baskonia, it's going to be tough because they're going to have to be waiting for Zagiri's result the day after. I just don't see a scenario where Baskonia can get this win, especially now that Olympiacos also needs it to secure the number one spot. So, yeah, I think it's going to be a fun game. I think it can be close, but in the end, I'm giving it to Olympiacos.
So we expect Olympiacos to close the fight for the first place on their own game and not have to wait for a loss of Real Madrid that might happen. Later, they will take care of business themselves and end this game with the first place secured. These are two of the best home teams in the competition, both with a record of 3 losses at home. They trail only to Maccabi, that has only 2 losses at home. Baskonia especially have struggled on the road in this season with a record of 4 wins and 12 losses. And I do agree with you. I think that Olympiacos has all the reasons, has the solutions and the roster to dominate this matchup. Baskonia can get really hot, as we know, and they can compete with anyone offensively. I just think that this is the game for Olympiacos to get back on track and get a statement win that can get Baskonia into trouble, that with a loss here, they will need a Zalgiris loss as well to be able to still be in the playoffs once this round is down. But from two of the best home court teams, let's move to the best home court in the competition, Maccabi. They will be receiving Real Madrid. These teams will be facing each other in the game with impact for the top three in the standings, with Real needing a win to lock the top two. And they still have a shot at first, as we just spoke about. If Olympiacos lose and Real wins, Real will be first, while Maccabi will want to win if they want to stay on the fight for the 5th place, but they will always be dependent on other results, mainly the results from the game from Partizan and Fenerbahce to be able to allow them to be in 5th once all the games are done. Maccabi has the home record of 14-2, as I just mentioned. That is the best in the competition, and they will certainly want to go into the playoffs after a win on this game, and this will be an important win against a potential opponent in the playoffs. But Real certainly can be a hard opponent. How do you see this game unrolling, Duke?
I think this is going to be an insane game. I'm really hoping to see high-level basketball. Maccabi has gotten us used to that, especially at home. And Real Madrid, as we know, they are inconsistent at times. But I think this is going to be a very good game. I'm going to lean Maccabi here because they were kind of humiliated in the game in Madrid, losing by 33 points. So I think they're going to want to get that one back. And the way they've been playing at home, I just hope that they can involve Walter Tavares in high pick and rolls scenario where they have to get him out so that they're able to get backdoor cuts and to score in the paint. But I'm really curious to see how Real Madrid is going to guard their pick and roll. So I think it's going to be a fun game to watch, but I'm expecting Maccabi to win.
I think that Real has the pieces to give a lot of trouble to Maccabi here. But I do think that Maccabi is playing better basketball between both teams, and playing at home, I think we need to favor them. They have a very good shot at getting this win. That will mean that Real will be waiting for Barcelona game to see if they end in second or third place, and we will be waiting to see who those two Spanish powerhouses will be facing in the playoffs. The next game on the docket is the Italian derby, and that's a very good way for both Italian teams to end this edition of the EuroLeague, with both being out of the playoff hunt. Virtus will be welcoming Milanos. Virtus has been a competitive team, especially at home, where they have an 8-8 record, but they come into this game in a bad momentum, losing their previous 5 games. When these two teams faced each other in November, Virtus won 59-64, but as we know, this Milano team is a totally revamped team after Napier arrival. What will determine the fate of this game, Dio?
Honestly, I think the biggest factor is already known, and it's Virtus' injuries. With the way Milano has been playing, I think they are just the better team, and they have the ability to go steal this game. Without Milos and all the other guys they have out, I just don't see a way that Virtus can get this win. And especially with Milano losing the first game these two teams met, I think it's going to be kind of a revenge game. And I think they're going to take advantage of Virtus' injuries. So I'm expecting Milano to win this one.
Yeah, if I was a gambling man, that would be exactly what I'll be looking at. Virtus already had one win this year against Milano. Both teams don't have much to fight for. Virtus is struggling with injuries, and they will for sure want to get their players healthy for their domestic competition. They have no reasons to take risks here. I can see Milano also getting this win. Let's continue. And in a game that won't have implications for this team's futures, Efes, that is already eliminated from the playoffs, and the Monaco, that is already locked on the fourth seat, will be meeting each other in Turkey. This has the potential to be an entertaining game, depending on how the teams will be facing this matchup and how motivated both teams will be for this game. Both teams came into this game with a very similar net rating, Efes with +2.6 and Monaco with +2.7, showing that these are teams that have a somewhat similar level, although one of them performed at a way higher level during the regular season, and that's why one of them is in fourth place and the other one, while having the potential to be in the mix to contend for the top four, wasn't able to perform at that level this year. I think that Efes, I'm assuming here that both teams will be at their best. I will say that Efes are favorite to win this game. I think they have a better team than Monaco. Do you think that Monaco will be able to end the regular season with a win, or do you agree with me and Efes will be able to get this this victory?
I think Monaco is going to be able to steal this one, honestly. We know all the struggles of Efes so far, but I don't even know if they're going to use all of their players. I mean, there has been some mess in the domestic competition involving Shane Larkin and Will Clyburn with the team. So I don't know how that's going to go. But I just think they have to be so unmotivated. So I think Monaco has a chance, after losing to Partizan, I think Monaco has a chance to get this win and to build some momentum for the playoffs. And beating a team like Efes, I think it would give them just that. So I think they're going to try to do that. And I really believe that they can do it.
Monaco certainly has a bigger motivation. I think that if all things are equal, I can see Efes getting this win. But it's impossible to predict at the moment if everything will be equal heading into this game, so we will need to wait and see. It has the potential of being a very entertaining and a good basketball game, but we will need to wait and see what happens. In Munich, Bayern will be receiving Žalgiris. Bayern is 15. With 11 wins and 22 losses. While this is a must-win game for Žalgiris in order to keep their playoff hopes alive. Interestingly, Žalgiris will know heading into this game if they still have or not a chance to make into the playoffs. They need a loss from Baskonia or from Fenerbahce. If both of those teams have won heading into this game, Žalgiris will be eliminated. Even if they win, they won't have a chance to make it. That's how the schedule was built, and Žalgiris will have that information beforehand. If one of Fenerbahce or Baskonia lost their games, Žalgiris will be in the fight for the playoffs, and they will be needing a win here on this game to lock down their playoff position. In such a high-stakes game and playing a better brand of basketball right now, I will consider Žalgiris as favorites. What will they need to do to secure this win, Diu?
They're going to need to be able to withstand Bayern's physicality. And I think Žalgiris is capable of doing that, even though they have gone small these last few games. I don't see Bayern having the offensive firepower to punish them. So I think Žalgiris is going to be able to get a win here. And with Baskonia facing Olympiacos, I think Žalgiris has a great chance to make the playoffs. So they just got to be focused and do the job, because I don't think there's a better scenario for them than this. Baskonia is going to face the number one seed, and Žalgiris will be playing against a team that's no longer playing for anything. They're not going to be able to make the playoffs. They have a lot of injuries. So Žalgiris has to take advantage of that, and they really need to win this game.
Now that we already previewed the games of the three teams that are still in the playoff contention, Fenerbahce, Baskonia and Žalgiris, is that our prediction that Fenerbahce and Žalgiris will be the teams moving forward? And in this case, with Fenerbahce locking the fifth place and Žalgiris being eighth?
I think so. I think that's the most likely scenario. It's unfortunate for Baskonia because they had a very good season. But I really don't see them beating Olympiacos, so it's going to be tough.
It's also possible that we will see Žalgiris being 7 and Fenerbahce 8. If Baskonia loses their game, Žalgiris wins and Fenerbahce loses against Red Star, I will say it's on the table. It's possible. That will create a tie break between Fenerbahce and Žalgiris, where Žalgiris has the advantage, and that will make Žalgiris end the season in 7th place. And if Maccabi would also lose against Real Madrid, in that case, Žalgiris could even end the season in 6th place. They still have quite a lot to fight for. This is a game that they must win regardless of everything else, and they must be focused and ready to perform in a game that they should and they must win against Bayern on the road. Partizan, a team that already has a playoff lock, will be receiving Panathinaikos in a game between teams with total opposite seasons so far. Partizan is preparing the postseason, and they certainly will want to keep building on their good momentum. Heading into this game, Partizan won 4 out of their last 5 games, being one of the offensive powerhouses in the competition. They rank first in offensive rating with 121.8 points per 100 possessions. I don't see Panathinaikos having solutions to stop this powerful Partizan, and I expect the home team to end the season in a dominant note. Do you agree, Diogo?
Yeah, 100%. I think Partizan is going to dominate this game. To keep building that momentum for the playoffs like they have been doing the last couple of games. So I expect a huge Partizan win. I think it's going to be a blowout. I think that crowd is going to be awesome, per usual. I just don't think Panathinaikos has a chance here. At all.
Yeah, it's hard to see Panathinaikos coming up with the solutions to face a team like Partizan at this point of the season. We know that Exum loves to put pressure on the basket, and we know that despite Gudjaitis being playing at a very good level and being quite of a good backup center, Panathinaikos has been needing Papagiannis to be on the floor quite a lot to be able to compete, and this is a game where he can get into foul trouble quite easily. And besides that, there is just a lot of firepower on the Partizan side. I think that they have all that they need to win this game against the Panathinaikos, and this will mean that they will be on the fight for the fifth place, depending on the results from other games with Fenerbahce and Monaco. It's time for Partizan to continue to build their momentum and to be prepared to try to surprise one of the top four teams heading into the playoffs, and I will say that they will have a good shot to do so, playing at this incredible level. We end with the game between Spanish teams. Barcelona will welcome Valencia in a game where Barcelona might be fighting for second if Real lost their game on the road against Maccabi, or they will already be locked on the third place if Real won their game. Valencia will want to end the season and want to end this participation on the Euroleague with another win, but Barcelona has a superior roster and more solutions that should allow them to lock this win. When these two teams played in Valencia, the home team won 84-83. Will Barcelona get revenge on that loss on this game, Diogo?
Yeah, I'm expecting that. Obviously, we don't know because Barcelona is always inconsistent, but I think they're going to be able to win this game. And especially if Real Madrid loses, I think that they would be even more motivated to win. But yeah, I just don't see Valencia being able to beat Barcelona twice in the same season. So I think Barcelona is going to win. I just hope that they can be consistent for this final game in terms of being able to build some momentum for the playoffs, because I really think they need it. Because I think teams can feel that there are some stuff there in Barcelona that doesn't really work, and that's why the inconsistency exists. So they might see Barcelona as a better target for the playoffs. So I think they need to have a consistent game and to have a dominant win to prove that they are really that type of elite team. And I think they are going to be able to do that. So I think Barcelona is going to win.
Very well. Let's end this episode with our predictions for what we expect to see in the standings once this round is done. I can go first here. I expect Olympiacos to be first after winning Baskonia, or Real Madrid losing. I think both scenarios are possible, and I think this gives Olympiacos a very high chance to end in first place. I do expect Barcelona to be second because I think they have the advantage against Valencia, while I think Maccabi are favorites against Real Madrid. Both games can end up with different results, so there is a chance here to Real Madrid and Barcelona, we know, will be second and third. I think Barcelona has a better shot at being second, but certainly won't be surprising if Real is second as well. I'm leaning to Barcelona here, so Olympiacos, Barcelona, Real Madrid. Monaco, we know, will be fourth. I have all Fenerbahce, Partizan, and Maccabi winning. I can see Fenerbahce sleeping against Red Star, so I still favor them. So I have Fenerbahce in fifth, Partizan in sixth, Maccabi in 7th, and Žalgiris in 8th place. But I won't be surprised if we end up seeing Maccabi and Partizan dividing the 5th and 6th places, Fenerbahce in 8th, and Žalgiris being 7th once it's all done. My prediction will be Olympiacos, Barcelona, Real Madrid, Monaco, Fenerbahce, Partizan, Maccabi, and Žalgiris. What about you, Diogo?
Yeah, it's the same. It's the same. I picked Maccabi to win that game against Real Madrid, so I think Barcelona is going to finish second. Monaco already has 4, so it would be Olympiacos, Barcelona, Real Madrid, Monaco. I think Fenerbahce is going to win, so Fener 5th. I think both Partizan and Maccabi are going to win as well. And then Baskonia, I believe they will lose, so Žalgiris takes over for that 8th spot.
Let's see what happens, and this is certainly the best time of the year when all the decisions are made and we are heading into the postseason where the champion will be crowned. Let's wrap it up and make sure you guys tune in on Monday when we will recap the games from round 34, the last of the regular season. We will bring you the full playoff picture. Subscribe to the podcast and follow us on Twitter at Ethos Euroleague, where we bring you any news that break about the competition, must-watch games, injury reports, and our daily trades in the end of each day of the competition, bringing you all the highlights of the action. My name is Andre, and I'll be seeing you guys soon.
Bye, guys. See you on next episode.